This is Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Well, lawsuit claims Hamilton County deputy strips their underwear and baptizes drug suspect. And Chattanooga, Tennessee, a woman is suing the Hamilton County government and two Hamilton County sheriff's deputies after she says one of them, during the course of her arrest, stripped to his underwear. Oh, it was a him. And baptized her in Soddy Lake in the northern part of the county.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The deputies named in the lawsuit are Deputy Daniel Wilkie and Deputy Jacob Goforth. Goforth.
Goforth. Goforth. Goforth and baptize the criminal.
Chandel Marie Riley claims the lawsuit that the incident claimed in the lawsuit that the incident happened back on February 6th between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. So this was at night they were dunking her underwater.
What? Shit. What the fuck?
There's got to be
dude,
a lot.
What the fuck, dude? Cops just think there's no repercussions for anything they do. It's just like, no, I'm going to baptize you now in this fucking shitty lake filled with fucking God knows what.
Yeah. Says Riley says she was driving alone and pulled into a gas station where Wilkie was and bought cigarettes and gas. Later, Deputy Wilkie pulled her car over in the driveway of a friend's home where her minor child was staying. So she was going to pick up her kid. The lawsuit says Deputy Wilkie told Riley that he believed she possessed methamphetamine and ordered out of the vehicle. The lawsuit says Wilkie then searched her unlawfully. Yep. Covering every area of her body. It claims Wilkie then asked her to reach under her shirt and pull out her bra and shake the bra and shirt. They didn't call for a female deputy?
Yeah.
So Riley says she asked if a female officer could be present for the search, to which Wilkie replied, the law did not require it. I beg to differ.
I don't know about that. Depends.
Wilkie then asked.
Does depend.
If she
it's
had...
bullshit, and it should be a law of, like, everywhere. Like, you know, come on now. The females should be searched by females. Yeah. And what's stupid is it protects the fucking the officers as much as it protects us citizens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, anytime a male officer frisks a female, she can instantly say that. Oh, he inappropriately touched me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's stupid. It's one of those dumb... It's a common sense thing that this should be a common sense law. But it isn't that way everywhere. But anyway, go ahead.
Wilkie then asked if she had anything illegal in her car. She replied that she had a marijuana roach in a pack of cigarettes and gave him the pack. Wilkie then searched the vehicle and, according to the lawsuit, insulted the plaintiff, calling her a piece of shit, saying she was lying about not having any other drugs. But the lawsuit says Wilkie found nothing other than the roach.
The roach that she willfully handed over to you. Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking pigs.
The lawsuit says Wilkie then asked her if she was saved and believed in Jesus Christ. Now she responded... that she believed in Jesus Christ, but that she was not saved by her own choice. The lawsuit goes on to say Wilkie told Riley that God was talking to him during the vehicle search, and he felt the Lord. He felt the Lord in him.
Oh, I felt the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And it wanted him to baptize the plaintiff.
Oh, no.
And said that he felt
way.
The Spirit.
No fucking way. This guy has a badge. Separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Dude, leave your cross at home. You put that badge on, you leave that cross at home. You can believe all you want to believe, and you can have all the beliefs you want. But once you start trying to push that on to people and start trying to dunk people fucking in lakes to save their souls, you've gone way too fucking
far.
Yeah,
what if she ended up drowning?
What if she said no?
Like, you don't know if she... had any sort of respiratory problems or anything like that. Like, yeah. So Wilkie then told Riley to get the towels inside the home for a baptism and said he would issue her only a criminal citation for marijuana and not take her to jail, according to the lawsuit. Riley then says she voluntarily got the towels and followed Wilkie in his patrol car, not saying where he was taking her. Oh, Riley says he was afraid to ignore Wilkie and not do as he commanded. Yep, that's what they do. The two arrived at Soddy Lake and were joined by Deputy Goford. The lawsuit says that Wilkie told Riley that Goford was needed as a witness for the baptism to be valid. The lawsuit says Wilkie, isn't God always watching you, though?
Why?
God's fuck? Not a good enough witness?
Yeah.
So the lawsuit says Wilkie then stripped down to his boxer shorts and gave Riley the option to remove her clothes, which she declined. Good idea.
Yeah.
And Wilkie said then he led her to a waist-deep cold water, put one hand on her back and the other on her breasts, and submerged her underwater for several moments. At this moment, Riley said she felt horribly violated. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you wait until that moment? Fuck.
Then, according to the lawsuit, Wilkie used one towel to dry off and let Riley dry off with the other one while Goport smirked after she was using it. So, News Channel 9 obtained a citation written by Deputy Wilkie that does not recount the baptism incident. So, they just redacted it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thin blue line.
It claims that he stopped Riley for a tinted window violation and license tag obstruction and that she admitted to having a joint in her car.
Is there body cams?
Yeah, that's what I would like
or, to know. Or the dash cams? I think, doesn't every cop, every fucking precinct have body cams now?
I thought they did. I know in California they do.
Yeah, I know in California. But I wonder, they should be everywhere. Again, protects the officer as much as it protects the public. Do they not realize it's our money that gets fucking thrown out when we get sued? When you sue the police, they use tax money to pay that off. Like, let's try not to do that by stopping this bullshit.
Yeah, so on February 6th, Riley pled guilty to possession of a controlled substance and was given a suspended sentence. She remains on probation. The lawsuit is now seeking $1 million in compensatory damages and $10 million in punitive damages.
God damn.
So, Wilkie's also named in a lawsuit by James Mitchell, the man who was at the center of excessive force investigation that led him and another deputy placed on administrative leave.
What the fuck? So he's already being investigated for excessive force and then he's baptizing fucking people. This guy has a fucking badge. And you know what? Everybody in his department that looked the other way for the small little fucking bullshit he did that led up to this bigger shit, they all need to lose their fucking badge too. This is bullshit. And this is what happens in every fucking department and every fucking little city and little town in this goddamn country is that it's not all the cops that are fucking batshit crazy, but you got one in there and they look the other way because that fucking bullshit thin blue line crap. Oh, we got each other's back. I can understand, like, in a firefight, you're saying, hey, I got your back. You know what I mean? When shit hits the fan, I've got your back. But at the same time, but it doesn't mean, like, fucking, hey, if you're fucking doing illegal shit, if you're fucking with people's constitutional fucking rights, which were given to us by our creator, not by any government, how the fuck? I mean, you're just as guilty. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
Yeah.
ACAB.
That's right. This has been Sick Talk.